Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eli Eichhorn. Meseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Mordechai Schnitzler, Le'ilo Nishmas Shoshana Bas Shmuel Yehuda.
This shiur is on Bava Metzia, Daf Nun Ches. The Gemara is explaining this, that the Mishnah says, Hekdeshes on a smite from the parsha of Shoimim, Shoimechinim, Eine Nishba, V'Shoimesachor, Eine Mishalim. And the Gemara asks a stira from the Braiso, Bnei Yair Shasholcho HaShiklein, if the Bnei Yair sent their shekel with a shliach, they sent their shkolim for the Chumas HaLishkof with a shliach, V'nignivoy Sha'ovdu, it got stolen or lost from the shliach. If the Chuma was already taken from the Chumas HaLishkof, then the shliach makes a shvua to the Gizbar, and he makes a shvua to the Gizbar on the Chumas HaLishkof that it was actually Nignivoy Sha'ovdu, and then he is potter. If the Chumah was not yet taken from the Chumah Salishka, then he makes a Shvuah Hashem to the Bnei Yair that it was Nignav Aishanevdu, and he's never one with a Shvuah. Bnei Yair, Shoiklin Achim, they have to give all the Shkol to the Bnei Yair, have to take off another shekel and send it to the Beis HaMikdash to the Chumah Salishka. And the Gemara asks, we see from this Braisa that even by Hektish also there's a Shvuah Hashemim. He makes a Shvuah to the Gizbar and he makes a Shvuah to the Bnei Yair. So we see there is a Shvuah Hashemim, Afilu, by Hektish also. How can the Mishnah tell us that Hektish is Nismai from the Parsha of Shemim? And the Gemara answers on my Shmuel Hachal Bnei Seisachar Askinon. Then the Braisa tells us that the Bnei Yisha Sholchu Ashiklein, the Shliach makes a Shvuah to the Gizbar and to patef himself up when it was Nigna by Nevad. We are discussing Hashem Asachar, and the Shvuah is not a Shvuah Hashemim to patef himself up from the Achrayis. This that it was Nigna by Nevad Miyoda, he wants to patef up from a Tashlumen. The Shvuah is he is making his little Schore, he wants to get the salary. They made up to pay him for bringing the shekel. He makes a shvua that it was nigna v'neva, that he was nanas, and this that he got lost, and he wants to take a salary for this that he brought the shekel, the amount that he did. He wants to get paid for what he did, even though it got lost, being that he did the work, he still gets paid, and therefore he makes a shvua to the gizbar or to the bnei yir, and he's nema that it was nigna v'neva, and then he gets paid for the work that he did for bringing the shekel that far. The Sharmishpan and Simon Samach Vav Sivkotan Lam and Gimel asks, what kind of shvua is this that the shliach makes in order to take his char? Why is he neman with a shvuah that it's nigna v'nevad in order to be mitzi mammon? There is no such shvuah in our Torah that a poyel makes a shvuah that he completed his work and through this he could take his chak. How is it over here that the shliach can make a shvuah that he actually brought the shekel as far as he did, and when he lost it he wasn't being a pesheah, it was nigna v'nevad, and with that he's able to collect his chak? The only time a person is neman with a shvuah in our Torah, if the shvuah he's mechuyav in our Torah to make such a shvuah. Over here there is no chiyav shvuah, being that he's a smite from the parasha of Shoimim, he's not chayav b'chalal to make a shvuah to pat himself up from the chiyav Shoimim. So how is he neman with the shvuah without any chiyav to say it's nigna v'shenevad, and through this that it's nigna v'nevad, and he made a shvuah that he's neman for it, he'll be able to take a schar. A shvuah without a chiyav shvuah has no nemanus, why is it over here that the shliach is neman? And the Shamishpat is matchik, v'soif dvarav, he says that from Yechayim HaKushi has to be matchik, that it's, we assume it's made up. It's Kilu was spoken at Beferish that when he makes a shvuah, he will be able to take his schar. We assume that originally when the Bnei Yair give him the shkolim and he's bringing the shkolim to the Beis HaMikdash, it's Kilu was spoken out that if he's going to make a shvuah that's nigna v'shenevad, with that it'll be neman and be allowed to take his schar. But be'emes, there is no nemanus mitzad the shvuah itself, it's only we assume that this is what they made up, a shas, they're giving him shkolim. If Shach and Avi Ezri asks further, why is it that the shliach is neman to be neutral schare in order to get paid? All the shvuas from that Torah that we find on Nishbon v'Niftar, and a person makes a shvua to pat himself up that he should not be mechuyav to pay somebody. In our case, the shliach is making a shvua in order to be mitzi mammon. It's a nishba v'neitel, and we don't find such a shvua in that Torah to be nishba v'neitel. There are no shvuas midereisa to be neitel mammon. So why is it over here that the shliach is neman with the shvua to be mitzi mammon? What is the shvua that he's making that he's going to be neman, and with this he's going to be allowed to be mitzi mammon? And if Shach is mechadish, that this that we have mutim in our Mishnah for Avodim Shtoris, Karkois, and Ekdeshes, then is smite from the parasha of Shoimim, and Hashem Asachar, Zeinim, Mishalim, and Hashem Echinim does not have to make a Shvuah, does not mean that the Hashem Echinim doesn't have a Chiyav Shvuah. Avada, the Hashem Echinim has a Chiyav Shvuah. Only there's Exeris HaKosah being Mamayit, that he's potter for making the Shvuah. And once he's potter, therefore he does not have to make the Shvuah in order to become potter. But about the Achiv Shvuah is there. There's a Achiv Shvuah with Exeris HaKosev that he's potter for making the Shvuah, and therefore he's Neman without the Shvuah. But if the person actually makes the Shvuah, about it is an Emanus, it's not a Shvuah without a Achiv. Being that there is a Achiv Shvuah, and only Exeris HaKosev being a Mait, pattering him from the Shvuah, when he actually makes the Shvuah, it's a Shvuah with a Achiv, and therefore he's making the Shvuah to patter himself up from the Achiv Shoimim. Even though he's not Mechuyav to make a Shvuah to patter himself up from the Achiv Shoimim, if he makes such a Shvuah, he has an Emanus to pat himself up, that now he's considered neman, that it was nignav and nevad, and he's potter with his shvuah from paying mitzad the tashlum, even though he didn't need the shvuah, but he's potter now from paying because he's neman, that it's nignav and nevad. And once he has such an emanus to pat himself up from the chiyav hashoimim with the shvuah, to say that it's nignav and nevad, he's also allowed to collect the schar based on the shvuah, being that the Shvua had a chiyuv, Hagamdus Exeis Hakasav Patering him, once he makes the Shvua, he is Nemar, and he can Moitzi Mamon with the Shvua, because now Bezin assumes that it's Nigna Veshenevah, being that he was Nemar Mishvua, so now he's allowed to be Moitzi Mamon with the Shvua. And this is the answer. First of all, he's not a Nishba of a Noitel, he's a Nishba of a Nifta, because the Shvua is the Shvua Hashemim, to say that it's Nigna Veshenevah, to pat himself up from the chiyuv Hashemim. And second of all, it answers the Kash of the Shamishpat. The Shamishpat asks, how could you be Nemar without a chiyuv? And we're not saying, Zoktiv Shach, we're not saying over here that he's being Nemar without the Chiyuv. There is a Chiyuv Shvua, only the Zegzeres HaKosef, patting himself up from the Chiyuv Shvua. Therefore, in such a case, if he makes the Shvua, he is Nemar because it's considered a Shvua with a Chiyuv. The Gemara continues and asks, how can we say that the Shliach makes a Shvua to the Bnei Yair, that it was Nignav Veinevad, and can collect his Chav? The Shliach is a Shem Asachar, and Shem Asachar is Mechuyiv HaGneva Va'aveda. So even though in this case he is potter from paying for the Gneva Va'aveda, being that it's from Ektatius and Ektatius and Esmait in the Parsha of Shoimim, of Agrayu Mi Olivsid, he should lose his Chav. He didn't do his job. His job was to be Shoimim from Gneva Va'aveda. So even though he's potter now from paying, once it's Nignav Veshenevad, but why is he able to collect his Chav? L'chayre, he didn't do his job. He didn't watch it from Gneva Va'aveda. And the Gemara answers on my Rabbah that when we say Nignavu Shenevdu, we don't mean a Gneva Vaveda. It was Nignavu Ballistim Mizuyin. It was Nignav in the Oifen of an Oinis. It was Avdusha Tavish Finasa Bayam. It was Nevad in the form of an Oinis. It was lost by Oinis. In such a case, Yashem Mesacher is Potter. So he makes a Shvua that it was lost by Oinis. It wasn't a Gneva Vaveda. Being that he's Yashem Mesacher now that completed his job, he watched it from Gneva Vaveda. It only was lost through an Oinis. In such a case, he can't collect his Char, being that he actually did his job. The Pesach Chayshim brings a machlekes apayskim. What is the halacha of a Shem Mesacher where the chayfetz was nignav Veshenevad and the Shem Mesacher was mechuyiv to pay, and he went and paid for the chayfetz, and now the Shem Mesacher is coming to be tevei aschari, is coming to be tevei the wages that he has owed for this that he watched the chayfetz. So the Shem Mesacher still have the schus to be paid even though the chayfetz was nignav Veshenevad? Do we say being that the chayfetz got lost, the Shem Mesacher cannot be tevei aschari? And the Pesach Chayshim brings that this is a machlekes apayskim. Some hold that the Shem Mesacher still gets his schar even though the chayfetz was lost, and some apayskim hold that the Shem Mesacher loses his schar being that the chayfetz was lost and he did not complete his job. Therefore, the Shem Mesacher does not get paid. He does not have rights to the schar for his shmirah being that the chayfetz was nignav Veshenevad. The Cheshek Shleim and our sugya brings that Yesha Yeretzin Lo Viraya from our sugya that the Shem Mesacher, where the chayfetz was nignav Veshenevad, loses his schar. Our Gemara says that the Shliach who was bringing the Shkolim for the Bnei Yair, even though he's potter from paying, being that Ektatius on a smite from the Parsha of Shoyim, but by Agrayim Mi Olivsid, he should still lose his Char, being that the Chayvitz was Nignav Veshenevad and the Shem Mesacher did not complete his job, so therefore he should lose his Char. How is it that he could be Tevei Aschari? And the Gemara answered is it was lost by Oynis, but if it would be lost by Gneva Va'aveda, even though he's potter from paying, because Ektatius on a smite from the Parsha of Shoyim, the Tzmavua from the Gemara is still that the Shem Mesacher would lose his Char and he cannot be Tevei Aschari. So Yesha, you write some lahavi from this, that we see from our sugya, Shem Mesacher, where the chayvitz was nignav Veshenevad, the Shem Mesacher loses his char, being that he did not do his job, he did not watch it from Gneva Va'aveda, Memela, he loses his char, and the employer does not have to pay him for this that he watched the chayvitz, being that the Shem Mesacher didn't really do his full job. And the Cheshek Shleim is matcha, that there is no raya from our sugya. Our sugya is discussing a case of Ektatius. By Ektatius, the Shem Mesacher is potter from paying. So the Gemara is saying, even though the Shem Mesacher is potter from paying because Ektatius on the smite from the Parsha of Shoimim, but Mikol Mokin, the Shem Mesacher did not complete the job of the Shem Mesacher, he did not watch it from Gneva Va'aveda, and therefore he loses his schar. Mashenkin, in a case where Shem Mesacher paid for the Gneva Va'aveda, this that he paid is the actual completion of the job. Even though he didn't return the Chayfetz itself back to the Bailam, he didn't watch it from Gneva Va'aveda, being that he paid for the Gneva Va'aveda, when he pays for the Gneva Va'aveda, that is doing the job of Hashem Mesacher, that's completing the job of Hashem Mesacher, he's returning the Chayfetz, he's accepting Achrayis for the Chayfetz. The paying for the object is the acceptance of the Achrayis, that is the job of Hashem Mesacher. So that itself is called that he's completing his job, and therefore there wouldn't be any right from Asugi to a case where the Hashem Mesacher actually paid for it. In such a case, there are still some Paiskim who could hold that the Shem Mesacher will be able to be Tevei Aschari, even though the Chayfetz was Nignav Veshenevad, being that he completed his job and paid for the Chayfetz, he can now be Tevei Aschari for this that he's Makabel the Achrayis of being a Shem Mesacher. The Gemara continues to ask on the Mishnah that Ektatius on the smite from the Parsha of Shoimim, Shem Mechinam in a Nishba, and Eise Socher in a Mishalim, and the Gemara asks from the Mishnah, Aseches, Apoyo, Lishma, Sapar, Hektish, hired a Apoyo, worker to watch the Paraduma, Lishma is a tinnik, to watch the tinnik who's going to carry the water of the Paraduma. Hektish cannot pay him for this Chai Shabbos, being that he's not being paid for this Chai Shabbos. Therefore, ein achrayi Shabbos alav. But if his Chai Shabbos is muvla, teich shono, teich shavua, teich achoydesh, it's muvla in a greater amount of time, then Hektish can't pay him for this Chai Shabbos. Lefikach Chai Shabbos alav. Fact the Gemara, how can we tell me a Kedeshus on his smite in the Parsha of Shoimim in the Mishnah state Achray Shabbos Alav that the Shoimer is Achray for Schar Shabbos, he's a Shoimer Sof and he's Achray for Gneva Vaveda on Shabbos once he's being paid for Shabbos? And the Gemara answers that we're discussing a case of Bishakonim Yodai. They made a special kinyan to be Mechayiv himself, even though by Ekdeshes they are the smite from the Parsha of Shomer, and the Shomer should be Potter. They were Koinim Meyodi, they created a kinyan to be Mechayiv himself, that even by Ekdeshes he should be Neschayiv with the Chiyuv HaShomer. Taisus Devi Amaschel, Omer Abyechnam, Bishakonim Meyodi, asks from the Sugya and Soiperik HaSeichers HaPoilim. The Mishnah says, Masna Shem Mechinim Lias Kishoyel, one can make a Tanai on Hashem Mechinim to give him Dinei Shoyel. A person can make somebody a Shem Mechinim and give him the Achrayas of a Shoyel that he should be Achrayi for Oinsim if the Chepetz is not as he should be Mechoyiv to pay. And the Gemara asks, B'mayin is Chayiv, with what is he Mechoyiv? How could one be Mastan Hashem Mechinim li Yisker Shoyel? How is one creating such a Chiyiv if he's only supposed to become a Mechoyiv with the Chiyivim of a Shem Mechinim? With what is he being Mischayiv now with the Achrayas of a Shoyel? And the Gemara gives two Tirutzim, the first man that holds B'shekonim Yodai. And Rabbi Yechanan says, "Afilu teimim b'shleikonu miyodai be'ahi hano de kanofik lekalo din ish mehemno." With this, I know that it will go out a koil that he's an ish mehemon. Gomu mishab nafshe. With this, I know that he has that a koil will go out that he's a trustworthy person. He's gomu mishab nafshe and he's mechayiv himself to the chiv yontzim of a shoyl. Vektosis, why is it that Rabbi Yechanan now sugya says that the hektish was masna with the shomer that he should be mechuyiv in chiv shomim? Even though normally Hektashis on a smite from the parish of Shoimim, still this Shoimim should be Chayiv. And Rabbi Yechanan said we have to be discussing a case of Bishakonu Miyodai. They made a kinyan to be Mechayiv with the Chiyuv Shoimim. Rabbi Yechanan is the one who said that we don't need Konu Miyodai by Masna Shem Mechinim Lias Kishoyel. He said, Bahia, I know that it will go out of coil. He is a trustworthy person. He's Gomu Meshav and Afshe. So why don't we say the same thing by Hektashis? Bahia, I know that it will go out of coil. He's a trustworthy person. He's Gomu Meshav and Afshe to be Chayiv the Chiyuv Shoimim to Hektash. And even though Hektish is a smite in the parish of Shoimim, he should be chayim in the chiyuv Shoimim even without a kinyan. So why is it that Rabbi Yechanan over here needed a kinyan? And Tosis gives two terutzim. V'yishloim ha'dahacha potter afilu mishvua. By Hektishis, the Shoimim is potter afilu from a shvua. So he's mechayim himself not only in the chiyuv Yoyntzim to pay if it's nanas, not only in the chiyuv Shoimim to pay if the chayfetz gets lost, but he's mechayim himself to make a shvua to potter himself up if the chayfetz gets lost and he wants to become potter if he actually watched the chayfetz and it was nanas. And he wants to pat himself, he's going to have to make a shvua. To mechayiv himself to make a shvua is a greater chiyuv than to mechayiv himself in the achrayas of oinsin. And therefore, in such a case, the shomer has to make the shomer needs a kinyan in order to be mechayiv himself. And without a kinyan, we don't assume that he's being mechayiv himself. Taisin the second teres answers, Inami hosam kivin shem mechayiv kishoyel. By masna shem mechinim liyos kishoyel, being that is what he's being mekabel is the achrayas of a shoyel. So now the curl will go out, kilu is a shoyel, people are going to think he's a shoyel. And people only lend a chafesim to trustworthy people, therefore the curl will go out that he's a trustworthy person, and plainly trusted him to be a shoyel on his chafetz. Mashenke now sugyo, he's not making him into a shoyel, he's giving the achrayis of a shoyel mechinim or the achrayis of a shoyel mesachar. On a shoyel mechinim or a shoyel mesachar is not such a level of trustworthiness that one will give his chafetz over to somebody to watch. Therefore the curl won't go out and he's not gomel meshabed nafshiba, he I know that will go out that he's ish mehemon. It's only if he's maybe kabul the achrayis of a shoyel, where people are going to think he's a shoyel, will go out of color, he's ish mehem, and then he's gomer meshav and nafshe. Mashenke now sugya, but he's only being mechayiv himself to be a shoyel mechinim, a shoyel mesachar. He's not gomer meshav and nafshe, being that it's not going to go out of color, he's a shoyel, it's not such a curl that he is a ish nemot. There's another teres to Tosis Kasha. Why is it that Rabbi Yechanan now sugya says the shoyel is only mechayiv himself, pishakonim yodei with a kinyan, even though Rabbi Yechanan that tzadidal is the man who says that he are no, that will go out of color, he is ish mehem, and he's gomer meshav and nafshe. The Shita Mekubetzes brings B'Shem Arosh. It's only by Hedyet, where normally a Hedyet doesn't give out his Chafetzim. A regular person watches his Chafetzim himself. So when he gives out his Chafetzim, it's a koil goes out that the person he's giving to is an Ish Mehemon. Over there, he's Gomer Meshav and Nafshe because the koil goes out that he is Ish Mehemon. When it comes to Hektish, Hektish doesn't have any person to watch it. By definition, every Chafetz of Hektish is being watched by somebody other than the owner. There's always a Shomer on the Chafetzim of Hektish. So being that by Hektish, our Korchach always has to give out its Chafetzim to a Shomer to be watched, even if Hektish gives him a Chafetz to watch, it will not go out of Kol, that he's Nish Mehemon. It's only a person who has the ability to watch the Chafetz himself and gives it out to somebody else to watch. We see that he trusts that person, and that person is Ish Mehemon. Mashenki, when it comes to Hektish, who always has to give out its Chafetzim to watch, because there is no person to watch the Chafetzim of Hektish, In such a case, the Kohen will not go out that he's Ish Mehemon. Memele is not Gomer Meshabin Nafshay to Hektish to Makabal Chivay Shoimim without a Kinyan, and that's why Bechon over here said Bishakon Meyodai, Mashenkin and Afsalidal, that we are talking about a Hedget over there. A Hedget normally watches his own Chafetzin. So, being that he's trusting him to watch his Chafetz and not watching it himself, in such a case, we say about here, no, that the Kohen will go out that this person is Ish Mehemon, he's Gomer Meshabin Nafshay, and Rabbi Yechanan did not require a kinyan. The Shach and Simon Samachvos of Katan Chavtes gives another teretz to Taisis Kasha, the theory between our Suga, where Rabbi Yechanan said, Bishakonim Yodea, Masna Shem Mechinim Lias Keshoyah, where Rabbi Yechanan said, I'll flee without a kinyan, but he had know that a kol will go out, that he's an Ish Mehemon, he's gone with Meshav and Nafshe. And the Shach explained this Dafka by Masna Shem Mechinim Lias Keshoyah, in such a case, according to Rabbi Yechanan, even without a kinyan, one becomes Mechoyev. Because a person is mechuyev in achrayis of einzin when he becomes a shoyel, being that he's being mekabel from the bialim, the schus eshtamches of the chayfetz. Kol ano delay, he's receiving somebody's chayfetz for free and receiving the schus eshtamches of the chayfetz to this that he's making kinyan shayel on it. In such a case, that's mechayev in the achrayis afilu the achrayis of einzin. But the achrayis einzin is coming from this that he received from the bialim the schus eshtamches in his chayfetz. In such a case, even if one is becoming a shemechinim and he does not have the schus to be mishtamish in the chayfetz, he can say it's keilu is kabalti the schus eshtamshitz. It's keilu he received the din eshtayla, the schus eshtamshitz of the chayfetz from the bailim. In such a case where he said it's keilu is kabalti, he said it's keilu he received the schus eshtamshitz of the chayfetz, his receiving of the chayfetz is mechayim and achrayis of oinsin even without a kinyan, being that he said it's keilu he received the schus eshtamshitz and schus eshtamshitz of the chayfetz is mechayim one in oinsin. So we look at it keilu he received the schus eshtamshitz and mela now he's mechayim and oinsin not without a kinyan. But in the case of Hekdeshes, it's not possible to say Akilu Niskabalti. Hekdeshes are potter, it has nothing to do with what the person received. There's a meat in the Pasuk that Hekdeshes are nismayt from the parish of Shoimim. So Afilu, if without a kinyan we say it's Akilu Niskabalti, it's clearly received something from the Bailim, it would still not be Mechayvim in any Achrayas of the Chayfetz, being that there's a meat in the Pasuk that Hekdeshes are nismayt from the parish of Shoimim. So it comes out that the Shoimim has to create a Chiyav from anew, he has to create a new Chiyav of Chiyuv Shoimim on him. There is no Chiyav Bechlal, there's nothing he can receive that will be able to create the Achrayas on this Chayfetz, the Chiyuv Shoimim on the Chayfetz. In such a case, I feel according to Rabbi Yechanan also, it's Dafka B'Shekonim Yodai, they have to make a Kinyan to create the Chiyuv Shoimim. That's why on our Sugya, Rabbi Yechanan says, B'Shekonim Yodai, to make the Hektish Chiyuv Shoimim, that the Shoimim should be Achray, it's Dafka the Kinyan, and without a Kinyan, there is no Achrayas. Al Kaponim, we have four Terutzim to Teis Kasha, the steer from Rabbi Yechanan, who answers in our Sugya, B'Shekonim Yodai, and Rabbi Yechanan, Daf Talidal, by Masna Shemichinim, the Eskeshoil, that says the Shemichinim is Mechuyuv, I feel without a Kinyan. Taisis said two terutzim, the first teretz that nar sugya where the miyat of hektish is nismayit afilu from a shvua. Also, the shemir is nismayit afilu from making a shvua. So he's been mechayiv himself not only in the chiyuv shemir of tashlumin, but he's mechayiv himself also to make a shvua to patter himself. In such a case, it's dafkai de kinyan, and without a kinyan, one is not meshabed himself to make a shvua in order to patter himself. Taisis in the second teretz answers. Dafkin the sugya over there by Masna Shemichinim Lias Kishoyel, where he's accepting the achrayas of a shoyel. In such a case, the kol will go out that he's a shoyel. And a person only lends his chafetz to Ish Neman, so being that the kol will go out that this person is a shoyel, and now the kol will go out that he's an Ish Neman, he's gomer meshav nafshe. By Shenkin in our sugya, where the shoyim is only being mekabel, achrayas of a Shemichinim or a Shem Asacher, the kol will only go out that he's a Shemichinim or a Shem Asacher, will not go out a kol that he's a shoyel. So it won't go out such a call that he's an Ish Neman. In such a case, he's not Gomer Meshav and Nafshe. That knows not that is not as big as it is by Master Shemichin Elias Keshoyel. And therefore, Zakhtib Yechon and Stafkai de Kinyan, a person is Meshavin himself, and now he's Mechuv in the Chiv Hashemim to Hektish. We said over there the Shitim Mekubetzis, Peshem Arosh, for the third teretz that Stafka by a Hedjit, where normally a Hedjit watches his own Chafetzim. So if a Hedjit gives over his Chavetz to another person to watch, a call goes out that this person is an Ish Neman. In such a case, he know that the kol goes out, he is Nish Neman, he's Gomer Meshav and Nafshe. When it comes to Hektish, Hektish always has to give its Chayfetz out to other people. There is no person who is Hektish who is watching the Chayfetz. By definition, the Chayfetz of Hektish has to be watched by a Shoyim, has to be watched by another person. In such a case, the kol doesn't go out that he's Ish Neman, because Hektish is forced to give it out to another person. Being that Hektish is forced to give it out, and the kol does not go out that he's Ish Neman, in order to be Mechayiv himself in such a case, Dr. Beichel and Stafka B'Shekon HaMiyadoi, but without a Kinyan, being that he's not receiving enough Anah, he's not Gomer Meshav Nafshe. We said about a fourth teretz from the Shach and Simon Samach Vav, it's Dafka by Masna Shemichinim Lias Keshoyel, where the Chiyuv Shoyel, the Achrayis Ointin, is created, I did this, that he's Makabal, the Schus Eshtamshis of the Chayfetz. In such a case, the Shemichinim can say, Ke'ilon is Kabalti, it's Ke'ilon, I received this Anah, and that creates the Chiyuv Machrayis.
Masha ain't Cain in our sugya by Ektatius, where it's nothing to do with what the person's receiving, why he is not chayv and achrayis. It's a mere that Ektatius and his might from the parasha of Shoimim, in such a case, they have to create a new chiyav or chiyuv is Shoimim on this person, and he cannot say kilin is kabalti, that we're not creating any chiyuv of achrayis. In such a case, Oktav Yechon, it's dafka bishakon, it's dafka, they're a kinyan, they can create the chiyuv achrayis. Without a kinyan, no achrayis is created, therefore, Oktav Yechon, our sugya bishakon, there are a number of nafkaminas that are yetzel ledina between these four terutzim. The Torah never brings bechlal this halacha of Rabbi Yochanan. In the Yehudim mentioned in our mission, if one wishes to mechay himself in the chiyuvei shmira, even though he is nismait by einor, karkoyis, ektatius, and shtaris, the Torah never brings that if one wishes to mechay himself, he needs a kinyan, and b'shekonam yodah, he creates such a chiyuv. The Chumasakri explains that the Torah holds like the teretz of the Rosh. The Rosh is mechalik between Ektatius and Hedjit. By a Hedjit, there's a hiya nod that it will be Yitzhak Kerl. He is an Ishmehem and he's gone with Meshav and Avshay. Mashenka by Hektish, who always has to give over the Chayfetz to other people to watch. There is no person of Hektish to watch the Chayfetz. It will not be Yitzhak Kerl that he's an Ishmehem. There's no Kerl Yitzhak that this that Hektish gave over Chayfetz to somebody to watch, that this person is an Ishmehem. Therefore, there is no Gomu Meshav and Avshay. Memeilo Dafka Bishakonim Yodai. Zokta Chumasakri, it's Dafka by Ektatius, but by any other mutant mentioned in our Mishnah, one does not need a Kenyan. By Ektatius, by Shtaris, by Karkois, by Shtaris, and I know, which we are dealing with a Hedyan. In such a case, we have the Teretz of Rabbi Yochanan on that Tzadidal, but here I know that a Kerl will go out. He is an Ish Ne'emon, he is Gomel Meshav and Nafshe. And being that Ektatius is not Negev is Manazer, there is no Hektish is Manazer, and male, the Torah does not bring this din of Rabbi Yochanan. The Halacha of Rabbi Yochanan, Bishakonim Yodah, is not Negev. Being that according to the Rosh, it's only Negev by Ektatius. By the other three Mutim mentioned in our Mishnah, it's not Negev because they are a Hedjit and there's the Svar Rebbe Yechon of Ahiyah, no, Kol will go out, that this person is Nishan Emon. He's Gomer Meshav and Nafshei, Memela. By the other three Mutim mentioned in the Mishnah, one does not need a Kinyan. It's Dafka by Ektatius, Rebbe Yechon would say, Bishakonim Yodai. And being that Ektatius is not Negev with Manazer, therefore the Torah does not bring this halacha of Rebbe Yechon. Mashenkin, according to the other three terutzim, the two terutzim of Tosis and the teretz of the Shach, there is no chiluk between Ektatius and Shtaris and non Karkois. And just like we say by Ektatius, Zokte Beichon and Dafka B'Shekonim Yodai, Hashem becomes Mechuyev, who are then by Eino, Karkois, and Shtaris also, if one wishes to be Mechayev Hashem that he's giving over Karkois to watch to, and he wants to make him Chayev in the Chiyuv Hashem, it's Dafka B'Shekonim Yodai, but without a Kinyan, he would not be Meshav B'Nafshe, and according to the Rosh, after without a Kinyan, he's Meshav B'Nafshe, because it will be Yitzhak Kerl that he's Ishmehem, like the Svar of Rebbe Yechon on Daf Tzadidal on Amar Aleph. What is the halacha if one wishes to be mechayev a shoyl in meisam achmas malacha? The halacha is that a shoyl is only chayev in chiyuvei oinsin. But if the behemoth that he borrowed is meisam achmas malacha, if the animal dies while he's doing the work that he borrowed, that was the purpose of what he borrowed it for. He was doing that work without being meshane. He did exactly what he borrowed it for, and the animal dies. In such a case, even a shoyl is potter. And this is the halacha of meisam achmas malacha. What is the halacha if one wishes to be mechayev a shoyl in the achrayis of meisa machmas malacha? Does he need a kinyan or doesn't he need a kinyan? Is this included in the klal of Rabbi Yochanan in our sugya that the shoyme only becomes mechayev in the chiyuv shoyim b'shekonim miyadai? Or is this included in the svar of Rabbi Yochanan daf tzadik dalet v'hi ano kol will go out that this person is ish nemon he's gomer meshav b'nafshei? So the tzayis achrayishin it's telling the terutzim which teretz do we answer for the stira in Rabbi Yochanan? According to the first teretz of Tosfos, that it's dafka in our sugya where the shomer is pata afilu from a shvua, also that's why Rabbi Yochanan required a konam yaday. In the case of meisam achas malacha, where it's anyways mechuyev a shvua, his entire ptur is a ptur in tashlumen, but he will be mechayev in a shvua to make a shvua sashomim that the chayvitz was nenas in order to pat himself up from the tashlumen. In such a case, according to the first teretz of Tosfos, avada we have this for by hiha no, kol go out that he's an ish neman, he's gomer meshav ben nafshei. So according to the first teretz of Tosfos, if one wishes to be mechayev a shoyl in meisam achmas malacha, afilu without a kinyan, he would become mechuyev. But according to the second teretz of Tosfos, that Tosfos answered the Stephen of Yechanan's, it's dafka in the sugya of mashna shemichinam liyeske shoyl, where the curl is going to go out that he's a shoyl. That's an extra I know that this person is an ish neman. In such a case, he's gomer meshav and nafshei. That's dafka mashna shemichinam liyeske shoyl. But mashna shoyl to be a meisam achmas malacha, there's no extra curl going out that he's an ish neman more than being a shoyl. Memele, it's more similar to our sugya of Ektatius, where Rabbi Yochanan said one is only mechuyev in the chiyuv shmira of Ektatius if it's kana miyadai. So who in a shoyl when one wants to mechayev a shoyl and the achrayis of meisam achmas malacha would dafka be with a kinyan and would be telling him the two terutz matosvis masn is shoyl to be chayev in meisam achmas malacha is he mechuyev with a kinyan or without a kinyan? And according to the Rosh who answered the chilkin hadjit and hektish, by a shoyl who wants, if you want to make a shul chayiv and make some achnas melacha, would you are dealing with a hedjet, being that we're talking about a hedjet, is ahi ano that a kol will go out, he's nishneman, he's gomel mishav and nafshei, avad he would mechuyiv afilu without a kinyan. It's dafka by ektashis that according to Rabbi Yochanan, one has to make a kinyan in order to mechayiv him in the achrayis of a shomer. And according to the shach, that the chiyiv comes from this, that the shoyl is saying, even iskabalti, it's dafka masna shemechinim liyoske shoyl. But the masna shoyl to be chayiv mesam achmas melacha, there is no kiyiv iskabalti, one can say, to create the chiyiv achrayis of mesam achmas melacha. The male, according to the shach, will be similar to our sugya by Ekdeshish, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, one is only mechuyiv, if it was kana miyada, you would then a masna shoyl to be chayiv mesam achmas melacha, you would only be mechuyiv if it's kana miyada. When Craig is in this topic, what is the halacha by Shmir Bebailim? The halacha is if the Bailam is working for the Shomer at the time of the Kabbalah Shmira, then the Shomer is not mechuyev in any achrayis of Shomer. He's potter from Shvuah and Tashlum, and he's potter from all dinim of a Shomer. What is the halacha by Shmira Bailam if one is lending his chayfetz to somebody else and he's masna with the shoyl, even though Shmira Bailam afilu hachi should be chayev in the achrayis of a shoyl? They want to make a tenai that even though this is a Shmira Bailam and he should be potter, still he should be mechuyev in the achrayis of a shoyl. So to be Craig, will be totally in the terutz and tetesis kasha. According to the first teretz of Tosfos, that the reason why now Sugya Rabbi Yochanan says dafka b'shakana miyada is being that when one is in a smite from the dini of shomer by Ekdeshes, he's a smite afilu from a shvuah. Also, the shomer should be potter afilu from making a shvuah, and now he's been mechayiv himself not only b'tashlum in the achrayis to pay if the chayvitz is lost, but also in the achrayis of a shvuah that he's going to have to make a shvuah saying what happened in order to pat himself up from tashlumin. In such a case, according to Rabbi Yochanan, one is only mechuyev b'shakana miyada, not without a kinyan. Mashenkin the sugin of tzadik dalad, being that he would be anyways mechuyev a shvuah, masna shem mechinyan liyoske shoyl. In such a case, according to Dr. Yechon, I feel without a shvuah, without a kinyan, he can become a chuyev achrayis, but he I know that a kol will go out, he's nishnem when he's gone with mishabat nafshe. Dr. Yikrege, according to the first teretz of Tosfos, being that by shmir bebailim, the shomer will be potter afilu from a shvuah, the only way to mechayev in the achrayis of a shomer is only a day kinyan, dafka b'shekonim yodei, then he will become nischayev b'achrayis, but without a kinyan, we don't say the svar, v'hi ha'no, as gomer m'shabed nafshei. So to be Kvege, but according to the second teretz of Tosfos, that the chiluk between our sugya by Ekdeshes and master shemichinim liyoske shoyl, is dafka by a shoyl, when the kol will go out, this person is a shoyl of a chayfet shoplaini, and by a shoyl, this people assume he's a trustworthy person. So therefore, the kol will go out that he's an ish ne'mon, afilu by a shmir b'bailam also, he's nismayt from the parasha of shoymim, being that the kol will go out that he is a shoyl, he was mechayiv himself in the instant of the chayfetz, and it will go out a kol that he's a shoyl on this chayfetz. But here I know that the kol will go out that he's an ish ne'mon, he's gomer mishabed nafshei. So just like the sugya of tzadik dalad, master shem mechinim liyoske shoyl, afilu without a kinyan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, he's mishabed nafshei, hu adin, by a shmir b'bailam also, being that he is a shoyl, there is a hano that a kol will go out, he's an ish ne'mon, u'memeli is gomer mishabed nafshei, afilu without a kinyan. According to the Shach in Siman Samach Vav, that it's dafka by a shoyl, where you could say kilo niskabalti by a shmir b'bailam, it will not help a kilo niskabalti. Even if he is kilo niskabalti, all the dinim of a shoyl is chus eshtamshis of a shoyl, which in this case he's actually getting. His p'tur does not come from this that he didn't receive the eshtamshis of the chayfet. The reason why he's potter from achrayis of a shoyl is a miyat, that shmir b'bailam is potter from all achrayis of a shoyl. So the mele, the way he's being mechayiv himself is not a idea kilo niskabalti. In such a case, zokter beichon on dafka b'shakana miyadu, but without a kinyan, he cannot become a chuyiv in any achrayis. So the mele, by a shmir b'bailam, where one is nismait and the pasuk from dinei shoyl, the only way to be chuyiv would be b'shakana miyadu. And according to the sheet of Mikubetz, it's brought b'shem Arash. The chilk in hedjit and hektish, it's dafka by hektish that according to Beichon, we need b'shekonim yodei. Mashenke by a hedjit, we don't need a kinyan because then the kol goes out, he's in ishnem and he's gone with mishav and nafshe. Who are then by shmir b'bailam also, we are talking about a hedjit. And being that we are talking about a hedjit, there is a kol going out that this person is an ish ne'mon. Umemele is gomer mishav and nafshe, afilu without a kinyan. One would not need a kinyan to make a shmir b'bailim, a person, a shomer, who is potter from all achrayis of a shomer, to make him a chuyiv. One can make him chayiv, afilu without a kinyan. But he had no kol go out that he is an ish ne'mon, he is gomer mishav and nafshe. Our koponim, we set up a three napkin minus between the terutzim and the rishonim that answer the steer and the beichonon. And our sugi of beichonon says, Hashem is neschayev dafka b'shakonim yodai. And the sugi of tzadik dal by masna shem mechinim lias kishoyel beichonon says, but here I know a ko will go out that he's in the shnem and he's gone with mishab and nafshe. The first napkin minus is whether or not the aloch of a beichon is dafka by Ekdeshes or also by the other niyutim mentioned in our Mishnah. By Karkois, Avodim, and Storis also, they're in a smite from the parish of Shomim. If one wishes to mechayev a Shomim on Karkois, does he need Dafka, a Kinyan, or Afilu without a Kinyan? According to the Rosh, that the Chiluk is between Adyaitis and Hektish, it's Dafka by Hektish, Mashenkin by Karkois, which is Adyaitis. In such a case, one could be mechayev a Shomim on Karkois, to be neschayev in the Chiva Achrayis of a Shomim, Afilu without a Kinyan, because the Kol will go out that he's in the Shneman, mainly he's gone with Meshav and Nafshei. Vashegin, according to all the other Tirutzim in the Rishonim, that's not a Chilk, and a Jaitis and Hektish, but made just like by Hektishis, and Stavka Bishakonim Yoda, who are then also by Shtoris, Karkois, and Avodim, also would be Dafka Bishakonim Yoda. The second half, Kamina, the Ksais, Achoshin, Simon, Shin, Members, and the topic, what is the Aloch of one is being Masna or Shoyal to be Chayv in Mesa Machmas Malocha? So according to the first Teretz of Tosis, being that the Shoyal was Chayv in a Shvua, Memelo, if he had a Kinyan, he would be Mechayv himself in the Achrayis of Mesa Machmas Malocha. Also, all this is a Chir of Tashlumen, but he, I know, Kobo Gorata, he's in the Shnem, when he's gone with Meshav and Avshay. Mashaken, according to the second Teretz of Tosis, is only when one is being a Kobo Gorata, that he is a Shoyal. He's been mekabel the achrayis of a shoyl and a kol garat that he's a shoyl. In such a case, he's meshav and nafshe afilu without a kinyan. Mash enki to mechayim himself meisam achus malacha will be dafka b'shekonim yaday. And who adin lefi the rosh the chilukus in between a jaitis and a ktesis, being that to mechayim a shoyl and meisam achus malacha, it's a jaitis not a ktesis afilu without a kinyan. He would be gomer meshav and nafshe. And according to the teretz of the shach, there is no kinyan eskabalti to mechayim himself in a meisam achus malacha. The male if one is being mechayim a shoyl. To be chayv in the achrayis of meisam achus malacha, it would be dafka b'shakonim miyadai. And the third nafkamina we said over is rikveges nestapik. What is halacha by shmirah b'aylam? If one wishes to be chayv a shomer who he is working for b'shas the kabbalah shmirah, does he need a kinyan? Or feel without a kinyan, is he nischayv in the achrayis of a shomer? According to the first teretz of Tosis, being that shmirah b'aylam is nesmarit, afilu from a shvua, also would be dafka the kinyan. He's nischayv in the achrayis of a shomer. Without a kinyan, he would not be nischayv b'achrayis. Mashenkin, according to the second teretz of Tosfos, being that he's been makabel to be a shoyl and Okol will go out that he's in the shnem when he's gomer meshav and nafshe after he without a kinyan also. And according to the rosh that the chilukus between adyaitis and ektesis, being that this case is adyaitis, avadi will be mechuyev after without a kinyan also, there is a no going out that he's in the shnem when he's gomer meshav and nafshe. And according to the shach, which tali na kilu niskabalti, when it comes to the shmir b'bayim, it won't help a kilu niskabalti. Even if it's kilu niskabalti, the schus is tamshis of the chavos like a shoyl. There's a mit that's a shoyl b'bayim. When there's a shmir b'bayim, I feel a shoyl also is part of my achrayis. So, Mimela, according to the shach, will be dafka b'shekonim yadur, but without a kinyan, he would not be neschayv in the achrayis by a case of shmir b'bayim. We mentioned earlier the Gemara asks, how can the Mishnah say by Ektesis, no, he's a socher in a mishalim, by Ektesis, the Shomer is nismite from the parasha of Shomim, and the Shomer socher does not pay? I, we have a Mishnah, a Seichus, a Poya, Lishmer, a Poro, Lishmer, a Tinik, and Lishmer, a Zoram, one of the Hektish that hires a worker to watch the Paraduma, or the Tinikus that have to carry water for the Paraduma, or they Hektish hired a worker to watch the Zoram, and the Mishnah continues with the Dinam of a nationalist Chashabis, and therefore Enachrai Shabbos Olof. What is this case that the Mishnah mentioned, Lishmer Sazorim, that Hektish is hiring a worker to watch this Zorim? Rashi, the Vimaschov, Lishmer Sazorim, brings two pshatim, Soda, Muvokeris, Zruah, a planted field. It's planted for the Oimer. They want to use this Tevuah to be makiv the carbon Oimer, Koidin, Lepesach, Shivim, Yoim. Therefore, the Shomer is coming to watch this Zorim. This is Tevuah set aside for the carbon Oimer. And the Rashi brings a second pshat, Inami Beshvias, Inami, we're discussing in the Shemitah year. And being it's a Shemitah year, all the Sadats are Hefker, therefore Hektish hired a worker to watch the Sadat to make sure that there will be Tfuah for the Oimer and for the Shtei Alechem on Shavuos. Being that all the Sadats are Hefker and people are taking all the Tfuah, Hektish wants to make sure there will be Tfuah for the Karbon Oimer and for the Karbon of the Shtei Alechem. They hire a worker to watch over these fields to make sure the Tfuah is guarded, and this way they will have Tfuah for the Karbon Oimer and the Karbon Shtei Alechem. Tosis and Divya Maschel Lishma Azorim assumes the second Pshat in Rashi that the Lishma Azorim is referring to a Shemitah year where all the Sadats are Hefker, and Hektish is hiring a worker to watch the field to make sure there's Tevuah for the Karbon Oimer and for the Karbon Shtei Alechem. And Tosis asks, how is such a Tevuah mutter for the Karbon Oimer? The halacha is by Karbonis, one is only allowed to be Makiv Mimashke Yisrael. One is only allowed to be Makiv what is mutter for a Yid to eat. Only what Yidin are allowed to eat is allowed to be Nikav on the Mizbeach. In Cana, Yid is not allowed to eat Tvuah that was from the Minam Shumer. In Shnas HaShmita, it's also to watch the fields. And if Tvuah is Minam Shumer, it's also by Achilo. Yid is not allowed to eat Tvuah that was watched over. So how could they be Makav as a carbon Tvuah Minam Shumer? They're going to hire a Shemit to watch the field. And they're going to be Makav this Tvuah for the carbon Eimer, for the carbon Shtei Alechem. L'chaya being that it's also for Yid to eat such a Tvuah, there's a Chesaron Mimashki Yisrael, which should be possible for a carbon. And Tosis answers that the Shemit didn't really watch the Tvuah to make sure that people don't take. The Shomer only stood by the field, and when people came to come take, he told them that this Tvuah is set aside for the Oimer, it's set aside for the Shtei Alechem. If you want, you can take it. But this is the Tvuah set aside for the Oimer, it's the Tvuah that's set aside for the Shtei Alechem. And the people, Memela, didn't take it, being that they knew that this is the Tvuah set aside for the carbon of the Oimer and the carbon of the Shtei Alechem, which they wanted to be Nikav, and Memela, people didn't take it. But the Shomer did not guard it to make sure people didn't take. He still let people take it, therefore there is no chesaron of Minam Shomer, and Memela can be Nikav and Mizbeach, there's no psul of Mimashke Yisrael. The Chazanish in Shvius and Siman Yud asks, why is it that Tosfos only asked this question, Dafka Mimashke Yisrael, that the Tvua that's watched over is also Ba'achilo, there's a Chesar Mimashke Yisrael, being that it's also for you to eat? Why didn't Tosfos ask that it's also to watch your field B'Shvius? How could Hektish hire a Shomer to watch the Tvua for the carbon item for the carbon Shtelechem B'Shvius? It's also to watch your field, to not be Mafka your field B'Shvius. So what was the Hektish for Hektish to hire a Shomer Lishmer Sazron? And the Chazanish answers that the entire Isser to watch one's field during Shvius is dafka for the owner of the field to watch his own field. There's no Isser for another person to watch a third party's field. There's only an Isser for the Bailam to watch his own field. That's called being Shomer the field. But if it's not his own field, for Stam a person to watch over a field, there's no Isser of being Shomer a field b'Shvius. The male, the Tvua, did not yet belong to Hekdish. The Tvua belonged to whoever owned this field. Hektish put up a Shomer to watch the Tvua, and it wasn't their own field. Therefore, there is no Issa of being Shomer Tvua B'Shvius. The Shomer was not being given any Yisurim. Only Tosfos' cash is that even though there is no Issa to watch the field, Afilu Achi, it's Minam Shomer, and it's still Aser Ba'achila, even if one was not over an Issa by being watching the field, but Afilu Achi, it's Aser, being that it's Minam Shomer, it's Aser to eat, and it should be Nifsa for the carbon from the din of Mimashki Yisrael, that whatever is Aser for you to eat is possible to be Nikav Al-Gabi HaMizbeach. Chazanish then brings that Tosfos and Menachos answers this question that the whole Issa of Minam Shomer, it's also for a Yid to eat food that was watched over B'Shvius, is dafka if one was over an Issa by being watching it on Shvius. But if one was watching it Behetti, was not over an Yisurim of being Shomer the Sada B'Shvius, then it's not Chal on the Tvua, the Issa of Minam Shomer. The Issa of Minam Shomer is only Tvua that was Minam Shomer B'Issa. But if it's Minam Shomer Behetti, there was no Issa to watch it. In such a case, the Tvua does not have an Issa Minam Shomer. Memele Hektish was able to hire a Shomer to watch the Zerah B'Shvius because it wasn't their own field. And being that it was mutter to watch, there is no Issa for Yisrael to eat it out the Allah of Minam Shomer. And in such a case, they can make such a Tvua al Gabi HaMizbeach for the Karmen and for the Karmen Shtayalech, and there will be no psul of Mimashki Yisrael. Tosfos by us that does not answer like Tosfos of Menachos. Tosfos holds that the Issa of Minam Shomer is afilu when a Sada was Mishomer Behetter. Even if it wasn't Mishomer Be'Issa, there was no Issa to be Shomer the field, B'Shas, the Shomer was watching it. Afilu Achi, the Tvua as an Issa of Minam Shomer B'Shvius, and still also for Yisrael to eat it. And being that it's also for Yisrael to eat it as the Psul of Mashki Yisrael, one cannot be Makavit on the Mizbeach for the Karben Omer, for the Karben Shtayalechem. And therefore, Tosfos had to answer that the Shomer did not actually watch the Tvua, that people cannot take it. The Shomer just told people who are coming to take it that this Tvua set aside for the Omer, and people by themselves did not take it, being that they wanted the Karben Omer and the Karben Shtayalechem to be Nikav on Pesach and on Shavuos. The Etzem HaAlocha Tosfos mentioned that something that's Minam Shomer B'Shvius is Aser Ba'Achila is actually a Machlikas of Rishonim. Tosfos by us is Mavur that he holds Minam Shomer is Aser Ba'Achila. If one was over the Issa of watching a field B'Shvius, the Tvua now becomes Aser Ba'Achila. Rashi and Yevamos on the Kufcha of Beza Amad Aleph is Mavur that he's Chaylik on Tosfos. And Rashi holds even though there's an Issa to be Shomer Tvua B'Shvius, if one was over and it's Minam Shomer B'Shvius, the field was washed on Shemitah, the Tvua does not become Aser Ba'Achila. Memela, according to Rashi, would not be Shver Tosfos Kasha. It's Dafka, according to Shitas HaTosfos, that the Tvua is Aser Ba'Achila, Memela has a Kasha of Mimashki Yisrael. But according to Rashi, we can explain like the Chazanish, that Avada is no Issa Hektish to be Shomerid, being that it's not Hektish watching their own field or watching somebody else's field, there is no Issa to be Shomerid the Tvua. And according to Rashi, once a Tvua is Minam Shomer, it's not Aser Ba'Achila. Rashi does not have this halacha of Tosfos that Tvua that was Nishmar B'Shvius. If a field is watched B'Shvius, the Tvua is Aser Ba'Achila. According to Rashi, the Tvua is Mutter Ba'Achila. Memela, once there was no Issa Hektish to watch the field, Avada now they could bring this as a carbon aim and a carbon shtel lechem, and there's no psul of Mimashki Yisrael, being that there's no Issa Bechlau for Yisrael to eat Tvua that's Minam Shomer B'Shvius. Al Kopanim, we have over here, Tosfos asked the Kasha on this that the Mishnah tells us, Hektish hired a Shomer to watch the Sada B'Shvius. Tosfos asked, how does it help? L'chayr, it's going to be Nifsa Ba'Achila, and it's possible to be Nikav as a carbon agabe Mizbeach. Out the psul of Mimashki Yisrael, whatever is also for you to eat cannot be Nikav agabe Mizbeach. And Tosfos answers by us that the Shomer did not actually watch, he only told people that it's set aside for the carbon omer, for the carbon shtayalechem. The Chazanish explained this that Tosfos only asked this kasha dafka that it's also for you to eat and it's possible to Mashki Yisrael and didn't ask, how could the Shomer watch it? There's Issa to watch the field B'Shvius, was because being the Hektish wasn't watching their own field, the Issa to watch a field B'Shvius is dafka for the Bailam, but for somebody else to watch a field that does not belong to him, there is no Issa to be Shomer the field B'Shvius. We said over that Tosfos and Menachos answers Tosfos Kasha, being that Hektish was not being over an Issa by watching the field, and male is no Issa to eat it. The entire Issa to eat a field that was watched by Shvius is only if it's watched by Issa. But if there's a Hetif one to watch it, then the Tvua does not get the Issa by Achila of Minam Shomer, it's Dafka on a field that was Nishma by Issa. And we said over that the entire Anocha of Taisvis, that a Tvua that's been on Meshumer is an Aser Ba'achila, is Dafkal Vishitas HaTaisvis, Rashi and Yevomus on Daf Kufchav, based on Aleph, is Chaylik on Taisvis, and he holds that Tvua that was Nishmar, it's been on Meshumer Vishvias, does not have an Aser Ba'achila. So Memela, being that there was no Aser Hektish to watch the field, because it wasn't their own field, and Dafka the Bailam is also to watch his field, then there is no issue to eat it out from the Shumra. So according to Rashi, would not be Shver Taisis Kasha. How could they mark such a Tua on the Mizbeach? I mean, Mashki Yisrael, it's also for a year to eat. According to Rashi, it's mutter to eat, and therefore there's no psul of Mimashki Yisrael. And Daf Nun Chesem, Midbeis, the Mishnah brings the Halacha of Keshem Sheino B'Mekach U'Memka, just like we find the Halacha of Einas Mammon. We discussed until this point the Halachas of when one is considered a Me'anes, Chaverin Dinei Mammonis, Kach Eino B'Dvarim. Just like there's a halacha of einas mamon, there's a halacha of einas dvarim, and the Mishnah brings a few mashalim of what is considered einas dvarim. Lo yemelai, when one walks into a store, bekama chepet zev when it writes a likach, im hoi bal tshuva, lo yemelai zechar masecha vishayinim, he should not remind him of his masecha vishayinim, of ben gerim, one should not tell him zechar maise avisecha, he should not remind him of his maise avisecha, that's all chepping a person, he's over the isser of einas dvarim. The Gemara tells us, Omri abyeichanam, mishim abshim ben yechoi, godol einas dvarim einas mamon. It is greater the Issa of Einas Dvorim from the Issa of Einas Mamon. And Rabbi Yechon Mishem Mishem Ben Yechai explains that by the Issa of Einas Dvorim it says V'Yereisam Elekecha. By Shenkin by Einas Mamon it does not say V'Yereisam Elekecha. We see Einas Dvorim is a greater Issa than Einas Mamon. And Rabbi Lazar Oimer, another reason why Einas Dvorim is greater than Einas Mamon, Zebegufa V'Zebe Mamonai. And Shmuel ben Achmeni gives a third reason. Zenitin li shavin vezela nitin li shavin. Einas mamon is nitin li shavin. One can return the einah and be misakin the iser. Bashenkin einas dvorim is not nitin li shavin. There's no way to return the words that one already said, and therefore it is a greater iser than the iser of einas mamon. The pashtus says that one does not receive malchus being over the iser of einas dvorim. And the chinuch in mitzvah shin lamed ches explains that in loikin alav zem, one does not get malchus being over the isav einas dvarim, being that it's a lav shein by ma'isa, one is only over the isav einas dvarim bedvarim by speaking. There is no asiyah being over the lav, and being that it's a lav shein by ma'isa in loikin alav. The chavetz chayim in his psicha to sefer chavetz chayim ois yud zayin in the be'er mayim chayim is mashma this that one does not get malchus for the lav of the isayin vishus amisi is because it's a lav shebechlolus. He says, "Kol alavin sheveinim lavin shebechlolus lemoshla lav da alseinu ishes amisa koyel gamkin and yonim achirim." The lav of leseinu ishes amisa is koyel other things also aside for the einas dvarim, and being that it's a lav shebechlolus, therefore in loikin a lav. Ripshleim zalman and mincha shleim mitzvah and pei aleph asks, "Why is it that the Chavetz Chaim assumes that one does not get malchus for a lav of leseinu ishes amisa because it's a lav shebechlolus?" The Rishonim Amavu, a different reason why one does not get Malkus for the lav of Leseinu Ishes HaMisoi. The Rishonim explained because it's a lav shein by Maisa. So why is it that the Chavetz Chaim did not bring the reason of the Rishonim, and he said his own reason that it's a lav shebel cholos, therefore in Leiken a lav. If Shem Zalman even brings an afkamina between the Chavetz Chaim's reason and the reason of the Chinuch of why one does not get Malkus for a Naas Dvorim. According to the Chinuch, the reason is because it's a lav shein by Maisa, and according to the Chavetz Chaim, the reason is because it's a lav shebel cholos. And if Shem Zalman brings, what is the halacha if one is over the Issa of Einas Dvorim b'ksiva? He wrote down words that are ma'anes chaveh, he wrote down words of Einas Dvorim that chepper somebody else, he put it down b'ksiva instead of speaking it out. If the reason why one does not get malchus for the lav of Einas Dvorim is because it's a lav she'ein by ma'isa, if one would write down the words of Einas Dvorim and he'd be over the Issa b'ksiva, there is a ma'isa. And being that there's a ma'isa now that one's being over the lav of Einas Dvorim, therefore he would get malchus because now it's a lav she'ein by ma'isa, he was over the ksiva, not idea dibor. Mashenkin, according to the reason of the Chafetz Chaim, that the reason why one does not get Malkus for Issa of Einas Dvorim is because it's a lav shebechlolus. The lav of Leseinu Ishes Amisa is koilul gamkin and yonim achayim, it's koilul other things in it, aside for the Issa of Einas Dvorim. Afilof one would be over the Issa of Einas Dvorim, b'ksiva, he still would not get Malkus. The chasarn was not mitzad the maisa, the chasarn is mitzad the lav is a lav shebechlolus, and therefore afilai de ksiva also, if one is over the Issa of Einas Dvorim, through writing down words of Einas Dvorim about somebody else, he would not get Malkus, being that the lav is a lav shebechlolus. There is a chiddush that Mordechai in HaSugya in Siman Shin Vav. The Mordechai says the reason why one does not get Malkus for the lav of Einas Mammon is because it's nitin li shavin, being that it's nitin li tashlumin, one can return the Mammon, a lav she nitin li tashlumin is aim like an alav. That's how the Rambam explained why one does not get Malkus for the Issa of Einas Mammon. So the Mordechai Memele, it's dafka by Einas Mammon, which is nitin li shavin, by Shengen by Einas Dvorim, which the Gemara says is lo nitin li shavin, there's no way to return words that one already spoke, there's no way to take the words back. In such a case, being that it's lo nitin li shavin, Memele will be loikin alav. It's not similar to Einas Mammon, which is nitin li tashlumin, therefore by Einas Dvorim would be loikin alav. The Beis Yosef in the end of Simon Aleph and Choshen Mishpat is Matmi on the Mordechai. How can the Mordechai say one gets Malkus for the Issa Vainas Dvorm because it's Lonitin Lishavin? Lechayiv, it's a laugh shame and maisa and a laugh shame and maisa and like and a love. And the Beis Yosef says, Epshu the Kawanas on Mordechai wasn't for a regular Malkus, it was for a Makas Mardis. But Al Kaparim, the Pashtis of the Mordechai is that it was like and a love, being that it's a laugh Lonitin Lishavin, one does get Malkus for being Gayiv with Issa Vainas Dvorm. Just to summarize what we discussed in Einoaz Dvorim, whether or not one gets Malkus, the Chinuch brings the reason one does not get Malkus because it's a lav shein by Maisa. The Chavetz Chaim said the reason one does not get Malkus is because the lav shein bechlolus, which is Mazalman Mincha Shleimer, was Matmiya the Chavetz Chaim. Why didn't he bring the reason of the Rishonim that one does not get Malkus because it's a lav shein by Maisa? And Rishonim Mazalman brought an afkamina that according to the Chinuch, if one was able to Issa by Einoaz Dvorim beksiva, he would get Malkus. Mashaykin, according to the reason of the Chavetz Chaim, that it's a lav shein bechlolus, even if he was able to Issa by Einoaz Dvorim beksiva, he would not get Malkus. And then we said over the sheet of the Mordechai is Mechadish, one does get Malkus for the Issa of Einoaz Dvorim, being that it's Lanitin Lishav and it's not similar to Einoaz Mom, and if one does get Malkus, and the Beis Yosef was Matmiya, it's a Lav Shem Emaisen, and a Lav Shem Emaisen, and like in the law, he said, Epshe Kavanas on Mordechai is for the Makas Mardis and not for regular Malkus, and therefore even though it's a Lav Shem Emaisen, if you lach, you would get Makas Mardis. In the Issa of Einoaz Dvorim mentioned in our Sugya, there's a Chiddush from the Nemuki Yosef. The Nemuki Yosef brings Omer HaMedrash, he brings B'Shem HaMedrash, Hoyne Atzmecha Mutter Atter Lohineyu. Sheze Eino Kaya Amisecha, such a person is not called Amisecha, and Melot Mutter La'anei Soysoy. And this Halacha, the Nemuki Yosef, is Paskin in the Ramon, Simin Reish Chav Ches Sif Aleph, Misha Me'anes Atzmei, one who's Me'anes Atzmei, Mutter Lohineyu. Then it's Mutter Ti Me'anem, there's a Heter in the Issa of Einoaz. And what is the Nemuki Yosef and the Amor referring to when it says Misha Me'anes Atzmoy, or the Lashon of the Medrash was Im Hoyne Atzmecha? What does it mean, one who is Hoyne Atzmecha? There are two pshatim brought in this mat. One pshat brought in this mat is that one who is Mezalzel on his own covered, one who is not Makban on his own covered, and he's Mezalzel on himself, he's Me'anes Atzmoy. He says, I know his dvarm about himself, such a person, it's Mutter Lohineyu. And the Sma explains what is the het of one who's mezalzlus b'chvayin atzmai and he's me'aneh. He says, I know it's dvorim about himself, that at that point it's mutter for one thing me'aneh him. And the Sma says, being that it's not derecher, it's one thing mezalzlus on cover, it's not min ha'yishov, he's not called amisecha. It's not the regular halach of amisecha of misha amsha itcha b'toyu b'mitzvahs, that he's not shoyim b'toyu mitzvahs. The chesaron is that he's not amisecha, he's not min ha'yishov, he's not from b'nei derecher, it's being that he's mezalzlus b'chvayin atzmai and he's me'aneh himself with Einoaz Dvorim. Such a person is not called Amisecha, and he's not included in the Issa of Leisayin Rishas Amisai. This man, in the second shot, brings what is the Medrash and the Ramah mean when it says Misha Me'anes Atzmoy Mutter Lohineyu, is when Reuven is Me'anes Shimon, it's Mutter for Shimon to respond immediately to the Einoah with his own Einoah's Dvar. And this man explains this Heter as being that Reuven was Me'anes Shimon, Reuven was Yotzo Michlal Amisecha, he's not Am She'itcho V'tayu V'mitzvahs. Being that he was just over the Issa of Einoaz Dvorim, he's not considered Amisecha, he's not considered Am Shitcha B'Toyu V'Mitzvahs, and Memele it's Mutter for Shimon to be Chozer and to respond back with Einoaz Dvorim, back to Reuven. This man is Matcha, this Pshat in the Ramah, and in the Medrash, he says, if this would be the Heter, that being that he was over the Issa of Einoaz Dvorim, he's not considered Am Shitcha B'Toyu V'Mitzvahs, why Dafka, when Reuven is Me'anah Shimon, is a Mutter for Shimon to respond? Afilo, if Reuven is Ma'ana Levi, a third person, he was also over the Issa of Einoaz Dvorim, and he's not Am She'itcha B'Toyu V'Mitzvahs, and Shemutiv for Shimon to Ma'anim. Why is it Dafka if Reuven is Ma'ana Shimon, Shimon can respond? Afilo, if Reuven is Ma'ana a third person, as long as he's over the Issa of Einoaz Dvorim, it's Shemutiv anybody to be Ma'anim. Also, this Ma asks that the Lashon of Ma'anes Atzma is not Mashma that he's being Ma'ana Shimon, and Shimon can respond, that Atzma can respond with Einoaz Dvorim. The Lashon of the Ramah of Misha Me'anes Atzma is Mashma that Reuven was Me'an himself, and therefore Shimon cannot be Me'an him, and therefore the Sma likes the first chat we mentioned, that being that Reuven was Me'an himself and he's Mezalzel B'Chvayit Atzma, he's not considered Amisecha, and Me'le it's Mutter for Shimon to be Me'an him with Einoaz Dvorim. The Etzem Chiddush that the Sma mentioned in the second chat, that if Reuven is Me'an Shimon, it's Mutter for Shimon to be Chozer Me'an Reuven with Einoaz Dvorim, is mentioned in the Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Lamed Ches. The Chinuch says, Ulam lefi adoyme, it's mashma, if it's bo Yisrael echad, and it was maschal to ma'ashi and to metzaris chaveroi, it's mutter for chaveroi to respond to him. And the Chinuch gives two reasons for the heter, it's i'efshe li esa odom ke'evan shein lehoivchim, it's not possible for a person to be like an evan shein lehoivchim, and if Reuven is ma'an a Shimon is like an oinus that he responds back to Reuven's oinus dvorm. And the second heter the Chinuch says, is oi chiyeh b'shti kosei kemoid alachayrifin, it would come out if Shimon does not respond to this, that Reuven was Metzayim and Mecharifim and embarrassed him by Rabbim. If Shimon does not respond, it would be Mashman that Shimon is masking to the Divrei Cherifin, he's saying that it is true. And Shimon is allowed to be Matzal himself from Reuven's Divrei Cherifin and allow himself not to be embarrassed, and this, therefore Shimon is allowed to respond. And the chinuch compares this to a baba machteris. The halach is that if a bala hargecha hashkem lahargoy, if Reuven is coming to kill Shimon, Shimon's allowed to be machtim to kill Reuven. So therefore, if Reuven is coming and embarrassing Shimon, and if Shimon does not respond, people will think that Shimon's a moida ala emes and is being maskim to this, that Reuven embarrassed him. Whatever embarrassment that Reuven said, it would seem that Shimon's being maskim to it. It's mutter for Shimon to respond in kind to Reuven in order to misalak on himself this embarrassment, that he should not have to be saved, that people should think that what Reuven said is true. The chinuch is misayim, though, that ulam yesh katim ne'odim she'oila chasidusim kol kach. There are people who their chassidus is oila kol kach, that they don't want to be nichnas bechlal to this din of being chayzer ma'ana, somebody who is ma'ana them first, to respond in kind when Reuven is ma'ana Shimon, Shimon does not respond in kind. And on such people, he quotes the Gemara, then the lovin vein olvin shayman cherpasin vein and shayman, the people who get embarrassed and then do not embarrass others, they're shayman cherpasin vein and meshiv, they hear their embarrassment and they're not meshiv. And on them, the pasuk says, oyevav kitzeis Hashem b'gurosai, the oyevav Hashem, but they go out, they're like, kitzeis Hashem b'gurosai, the zeichet to gavaldika, or on this, that they're nalavim v'nalavim, the mekabel, the embarrassment from other people, and they don't respond in kind, even though the chinuch holds that it's mutter for Shimon to respond in kind to this, that to Reuven embarrass them, al-kopan, if Shimon doesn't respond, he's zeichet to be b'chlal, those that are nalavim v'nalavim, shayman chepasin v'nalavim v'shivin, and on them, the pasuk says, v'oyevav kitzeis Hashem b'gurosai. The Gemara continues, Tani Tana Kamedu Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Kol Amalbim Pnei Chavei Berabim Mitzkilu Shofech Damim. One who embarrasses his friend Berabim Mitzkilu, he killed him. Amar Leishapik Ka'amit the Chazina Le the Ozel Simka V'Asi Chivra. The red, the blood in his face gets drained. V'Asi Chivra, he turns pale, he turns white. So this that he drains the blood from his face is considered Kilu Shofech Damim. The Gemara is not mifarish in front of how many people is considered a rabbim. In front of how many people does one have to embarrass his friend in order to be considered a malvim pnei chavei berabim and halacha is kilu shofech damim? The Prima Gadim in the Sefer Tevas Goyme in She'ela Hey says the halacha of malvim pnei chavei berabim is afilu in front of three people. Even though we find there are halachas that when we require a rabbim, we need dafka 10 people and only in front of 10 people is considered a rabbim. By the halacha of malvim pnei chavei berabim, afilu in front of three people is considered a malvim pnei chavei berabim and it's kilu shofech damim. And the Prima Gadim says, therefore, if one is embarrassing his friend in front of two other people, that's considered a malvim pnei chavei berabim, it's ki'ilu shofech damim. And we have the halacha of Dafnei Tes Amud Aleph, if it's noyach le'od, that he should mapple himself into a kivshon ha'esh, v'al yalvim pnei chavei berabim, it's better for him to jump into a fire than to malvim pnei chavei berabim. There's a chiddush from the Yaivitz in the Sugya and Ksubus of Daf Samach Zayin and Mitbeis. The Gemara there brings a maise with Mar Ukfa. Mar Ukfa and his wife used to give money to an Oni every single day without the Oni knowing who was giving them the money. They would leave the money by the door, knock on the door, and then run away. And the Oni never knew who was the one giving him the money. And one day the Oni wanted to find out who was his benefactor, who's the one who's leaving him the money every day. And the Oni ran after Mar Ukfa after he dropped off the money. Mar Ukfa did not want to embarrass the Oni. And if Mar Ukfa and his wife jumped into an oven, kedei that the Oni should not realize who was the one giving him the money. And the Gemara tells soon, Noichel la'odim shiyapalatzma l'seich kivshon eish val yalm p'nei chavei b'ryabim. That Rama Ukfa jumped into the oven because it's Noichel la'odim that he should mapple himself into a kivshon eish and not embarrass his friend b'ryabim. The Yaivitz in his Agoyis, it's printed only in the Maduras Vakshal Shas. He explains why is it considered a malm p'nei chavei b'ryabim. There was no rabbim over here. The first pshat in the Yaivitz was that this was a case that was in front of a rabbim. There was a rabbim of people outside, and therefore Mar Ukfa did not want to embarrass the Oni in this case, being that there was a rabbim of people around. And the second pshat the Yaivitz says is that being that there are three people, there was Mar Ukfa and his wife and the Oni, that's already considered a malvim pnei chavei b'rabbim. And therefore Mar Ukfa jumped into the oven because mut noyach le'adam lahapal atzmu l'seich kivshon eish val yalm pnei chavei b'rabbim. We see from the Yaivitz that the Yaivitz understanding the halacha of malvim pnei chavei b'rabim, like the Prima Gadim, is in front of three people is considered a rabbim. But not only that, the Yaivitz is mechadish further that also the misbayish, the one getting embarrassed, counts towards the three people. The Prima Gadim held there was three people, the mevayish and two other people are considered malvim pnei chavei b'rabim. So the Prima Gadim is mechadish first of all that three people is considered a rabbim, and secondly the Prima Gadim is mechadish that the malbim, the mevayish, he counts towards the three people. The Yaivitz is being mechadish further that not only the Mevayish counts, but the Misbayish counts also. The one getting embarrassed also counts to the Rabbim. And therefore, Mar Ukfa and his wife and the Oni counts, and that's considered a Malm Pnei Chavei B'Rabbim. And therefore, Mar Ukfa jumped into the Kivshon Eish because Noyach Le'odom L'Hapal Atzmu Tzech Kivshon Eish V'al Yalm Pnei Chavei B'Rabbim. Bekitzer, we have a chiddush from the Prima Gadol that the Prima Gadol was mechadish three people is considered a rabbi, and the Prima Gadol was mechadish the mevayish counts, and the Yavetz was mechadish further that also three people is considered a rabbi, and not only the mevayish counts, but the misbayish counts also to being a rabbi for the halacha of Malbim Panei Chaveh B'Rabim.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.